It is the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast with your host and conductor, Anthony Smith, the number one podcast throughout the state of Kansas, city to city, state to state, coast to coast. Interviews, news reports, breaking news, and the return of outside-the-box non-sports related. So tune in to your favorite host and conductor of the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast, Anthony Smith. Welcome aboard the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast, guaranteed to take you on a journey all throughout the state of Kansas, talking high school, talking KCAC. Then we're going to change it up and talk some NCAA, give you the top 25, may sprinkle in some highlights. We may even give you a little bit of NFL. Yes, you're going to get a fully loaded midweek show right here on the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast. As things are really beginning to ramp up here in the state of Kansas, stop and think about it. It has been 1 week, a streak is broken. The next week, another streak is broken. Makes you wonder what other streaks are going to be broken throughout the state of Kansas when it comes to high school football. But you know how we do it? We start you off with the high school football blitz. Starting with scores in 6A. As Olathe Northwest topples Shawnee Mission West 34-14. Bishop Miege gets past Bishop Blue Valley West, by the score of 21-13. Mays South put up a valiant effort, but they came up just short against Derby as the Panthers clawed their way to victory by the score of 35-27 in what was an entertaining game. In a low-scoring affair, Aquinas knocks off Blue Valley by the score of 10-7. Olathe North outduels Mill Valley by two touchdowns by the score of 28-14. Blue Valley Southwest, and all the talk of improvement that I've been talking about for Kansas City Wyandotte. Yes, you couldn't always tell by the scores, but couldn't tell by the win-loss columns, but you could tell by the scores that seemed like Kansas City Wyandotte was improving until they went up against Blue Valley Southwest and got humbled by the score of 50-0. Garden City disposes of Dodge City by the score of 30-13. Wichita East boat races North High by the score of 78-0. Keep an eye on them because they could be a major player in the state playoffs. Lawrence cruises past their in-town rival Free State by the score of 31-24. Wichita South outduels Wichita Southeast by the score of 38-20. Olathe East cruises past Gardner Edgerton by the score of 21-7. Olathe South squeaks out a one-point victory over Shawnee Mission South, 41-40. Blue Valley Northwest cruises past Blue Valley North, 28-7. Shawnee Mission Northwest, 19. Shawnee Mission East, 14. Junction City pitches the shutout against Topeka, 47-0. And rounding out things for 6A, Shawnee Mission West over Olathe West by the score of 28-7. Now we take a look at 5A scores as Highland Park blanks K Kansas City, Missouri Northeast, 36-0. Wichita Northwest steamrolls over Wichita West, 55-13. My good friend, Coach Martin out there. I have to get him back on the show. Hutchinson, 36. Mays, 17. Goddard gets past Salina Central by the score of 42-35. Goddard Eisenhower blows out Salina South, 56-7. Hayes comes away with the 7-point victory over Liberal by the score of 48-41. DeSoto shuts out Kansas City Turner, 49-0. Kansas City Sumner beats Kansas City Harmon, 31-7. Topeka West steamrolls Shawnee Heights by the score of 62-12. Smithville, Missouri cruises past Pittsburgh by the score of 36-18. Campus gets the 10-point victory over Newton by the score of 30-20. Bishop Carroll, 31, Heights, 14. Heights suffers, I believe, was only now their second loss of the season. Manhattan shuts out Lansing by the score of 42-0. Washburn Rural, no problem disposing of Emporia, shutting them out by the score of 46-0, and that rounds out 5A scores. Now we look at the 4A scores as Wamego cruises past Clearwater 45-10. Atchison shuts out Perry LeCompton 42-0. McPherson 28, Mulvane 10. Bueller 34. Rose Hill, 18. Wellington, 31. Circle, 22. Winfield shuts out El Dorado, 35-0. Tonganoxie cruises past Eudora by the score of 21-7. Abilene shuts out Augusta, 42-0. Paola, likewise, over Bonner Springs, 54-0. Lewisburg, here's another shutout, 33-0 over Ottawa. And in a more closely contested game, but nevertheless, a shutout. Chanute 14, Coffeyville 0. Independence comes away with a 3-point victory over Labette County by the score of 17-14. Capon travels to St. James Academy and comes away with a 35-14 victory. So they did not let the week prior knocking off the Carroll Golden Eagles make them come out flat. They handled business. And the battle for Andover supremacy, Andover Central, no doubt, the Jaguars clawed themselves to victory over Andover by the score of 43-7. Great Bend blows past Ulysses by the score of 56-16. Valley Center, 35, Arc City, 3. Kansas City Schlegel, 20. Kansas City Washington, 14. Kansas City Piper, 10. Leavenworth, 0. Spring Hill, 61, Fort Scott, 26, and rounding out 4A, Baser Linwood, 27, Topeka Seaman, 24. Now for your 3A scores. Hillsboro gets past Smoky Valley by the score of 43-22. Concordia, 14, Beloit, 6. Marysville, getting another win in the win column over Hiawatha by the score of 28-0. I believe that team has improved this year. Heston, 34. Chapman, 20. Clay Center, 26. Rock Creek, 12. Pratt shuts out Nickerson, 52-0. Collegiate shuts out Wichita Trinity, 49-0. Cheney, 36. Andale, 30, the upset, the shocker, the streak is broken. That's right, Cheney was the one that has ended the Andale streak. But hey, 57 straight wins? It's going to be a long time before someone does that around here. But be on the lookout. That could be a rematch coming up in the playoffs. So Cheney and Andale, wherever that game is played at, I want to be there. Holcomb, 21, Hugoton, 13, Scott City, 58, Goodland, 14, Wellsville, 58, Santa Fe Trails, 16, Columbus, 42, Baxter Springs, 36, Bishop Ward, 31, Baldwin, 13, Girard, 48, Johnson County, Anderson County Garnett, 20. Burlington, 51. Osawatomie, 6. Iola, 33. Prairie View, 18. Royal Valley gets the 10-point victory over Jefferson West by the score of 24-14. Topeka Hayden, 24. Holton, 7. Frontenac, 10. Parsons, 8. And that rounds out your 3A scores. Now we're going to take a look at 2A. In 2A, Minneapolis shuts out Remington by the score of 35-0. Hoisington shuts out Larned. No, they don't. Hoisington cruises past Larned, 34-6. Ellsworth, 21. Halstead, 0. Southeast of Saline turned on the afterburners and blew past Lions by the score of 60-7. Garden Plain, 48. Douglas, 7. Kingman, 33. Haven, 0. Cimarron shuts out Southwestern Heights, 48-0. Nemaha Central likewise shuts out Raleigh County by the score of 30-0. Silver Lake mauls Mauer Hero by the score of 60-0. Rossville cruises past Pleasant Ridge, 64-14. Council Grove has no problem shutting out Eureka, 43-0. Osage City cruises past West Franklin, 46-13. Norton Community, 28. Thomas More Prep, 6. Riverton, 36. Neodache, 0. Phillipsburg, 36. Russell, 6. Let me give you that again. Phillipsburg, 36. Russell, 6. Sabetha, 55. Horton, 6. Humboldt, 66. Cherryvale, 0. Caney Valley, 35. Fredonia, 0. And rounding out 2A, Colby gets past Lakin by the score of 20-14. Now we take a look at your 1A scores. Centralia gets past Riverton by the score of 46-8. Conway Springs, 37. Inman, 8. Sedgwick, in a more high-scoring affair, gets past Belle Plain, 59-32. Medicine Lodge shuts out Ellenwood, 49-0. Valley Heights, 64. Waubonsie, 26. Smith Center shuts out Sacred Heart, 48-0. Troy cruises past Onaga, 48-13. Ellis cruises past Republic County, 42-6. Jefferson County North, 72. Valley Falls, 6. Oskaloosa, 22. McLeod, 6. Marion, 59. Blue Stem, 8. Uniontown squeaks past Cherokee Southeast, 14-12. Sterling gets past Hutch Trinity, 13-7. Plainville over Stanton County, 52-24. Pitt Colgan, 63. Erie, 8. Opie comes away with the victory over Jayhawk Lynn by the score of 35-6. Central Heights, 55. Pleasanton, 14. St. Mary's, 45. Mission Valley, 6. Northern Heights gets shut out by Armand Northeast by the score of 42-0. Oakley cruises past Syracuse, 33-8. And rounding out 1A, Jackson Heights, victory over Atchison County, Effingham, 46-26. So I tell you what I'm going to do right here. I am going to take a break. This is the High School Football Blitz. All right here on the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast with your host and conductor, Anthony Smith. This show is sponsored by The Glass Man. Go out to 4411 if your windshield is chipped, crack or just plain broken. Let the guys out the glass, man. Take good care of you like I did. Be right back.
chip, crack, or completely broken, does your vehicle need the Glass Man?
Okay, Glass Man.
Whether it's from recent hailstorms, a rock from the road, vandalism, whatever has you looking through a chip or crack, call the Glass Man.
Okay, Glass Man.
The Glass Man will fix your vehicle's glass the right way with certified technicians that'll make sure your replacement glass is calibrated with all its original safety features.
Okay, Glass Man.
Bring your vehicle to the Glass Man just west of West Street on Central, or get it fixed by their mobile unit, 316-669-GLASS, or at heyglassman.com.
Everybody on board, the A-Train Podcast. Grab your ticket, get on board, and enjoy the ride in the A-Train.
Welcome back to the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast. That's right, you know it's the best podcast in the state of Kansas. As I always say, without any data to back up my claim, but this is definitely the number one podcast throughout the state of Kansas. What makes it number one? Because anytime, whether it's 7 people, 17, 27, 37, 47, however many listen to it, at the time when you listen to it, at that moment you are making it number one. Therefore, I can say it is the number one podcast throughout the state of Kansas, because there are different people listening to it throughout the state of Kansas at that moment, making it the number one podcast. So what I simply want to do is give you some applause and say thank you for making my podcast number one in the state of Kansas. So now what we're going to do, we are going to get back into these scores. We gave you the rundown, 6A all the way down to 1A, but we're not done yet. Of course, this might be a short segment because now we are getting ready to look at the scores in 8-man Division 1, 8-man Division 2, and we're also going to give you the scores from 6-man as well. So we're going to run straight through those scores in its entirety, starting with 8-man Division 1, as I guess you could call this a high-scoring affair. Still one-sided, but Kiowa County knocks off Ness City by the score of 72-38. Flint Hill, 64, Yates Center, 14. I just came through there on my way back from Kansas City the other day, as me and my wife enjoyed our first year anniversary. Little River shuts out Pretty Prairie by the score 46-0. Mound Ridge shuts out Gospel 48-0. Now here's your high-scoring basketball game right here. Elkhart beats South Gray by the score of 72-62. Paravel Latin, 52. Chase County, 16. Another high-scoring affair as Sedan triumphs over Cedarvale Dexter by the score of 74-42. Linda shuts out Maranatha Academy, 52-0. Burlingame, 42. Madison, 24. Burton Central shuts out Independent, 54-0. Clifton Clyde, 58. Rock Hill, 6. Lincoln beats Bennington, 66-34. Pratt Skyline shuts out Maxville, 56-0. Trego Community cruises past La Crosse, 46-6. Wichita County shuts out Sublette, 64-0. No score on Spearville and Meade. Atwood Rawlins County cruises past Decatur Community by the score of 58-12. This would be considered a low-scoring game. Medium scoring probably in regular 11-man football. Harrington 28, Solomon 26. And it was a close game. South Sumner gets past Attica Argonia by the score of 50-22. West Elk cruises past Oswego. My good friend Matthew Fowler out there in Oswego, Kansas. They took one on the chin by the score of 52-15. Oxford 49, Udall 6, Hoxie 52, Quintner 6. El Saline shuts out Washington County by the score of 56-0. And Hill City puts the hammer down on Stockton, beating them 72-0. Now we will take a look at 8-man Division 2 as South Barbara shuts out Stafford by the score of 48-0. Norwich has no problem with Fairfield, beating them 46-22. Canton Galway cruises past St. John's Tipton 60-8. Central Christian put the afterburners on Rural Vista 36-8. St. Paul blows past Hartford 76-24. Axtell shuts out Frankfort 46-0. Dighton also shuts out Satanta by the score of 56-0. Central Plains crew squeaks past Buckland by the score of 26-22. In a somewhat high-scoring affair, Thunder Ridge gets past St. Francis 66-42. Wallace County 64, Logan Palco 15. Maria's de Singas Valley, and I've seen the exit as we were going to Kansas City, where this place is actually, it's a river too. But there is no score on Maria's de Singas Valley against Colony Crest. Hanover 60, Lynn 12. Lebo shuts out Marmaton Valley by the score of 46-0. Blue Valley Randolph 54, Donovan West 6. South Central shuts out Wheatland Grinnell 54-0. Victoria hangs 54 up on Sylvan Lucas by the score of 54-12. Kinsley boat races St. John Hudson 62-14. Mineola 74, Hodgman County 40. Lakeside 40, Wakefield 14. Osborne 68, and Pike Valley 0. And that concludes 8-man Division 1. Now we take a look at 6-man, and these scores are as follow. Osborne shuts out Pike Valley 68-0. Lakeside 40, Wakefield 14. Wait a minute. Now, am I seeing things? No, I'm actually calling 8-man scores again, so charge it to my head, not my heart. Let's get to 6-man. Here we go. 6-man. Bird City Chelan 66. Tri-Plains Brewster 0. Ashland 78. Ingalls 42. No score on South Coffee County and Altoona Midway. Cunningham shuts out Burton with 2 R's by the score of 68-0. Weskin 45. Moscow 0. Pawnee Heights shuts out Southern Cloud 49-0. And in an identical score, Northern Valley over Golden Plains 49-0. Waverly blows past Peabody Burns by the score of 52-7. No score on Tribune and Western Plains. And Deerfield was awarded the 1-0 forfeit over Rolla. I can only assume that was because they had lack of player participation. And also, no score on Century versus Chase. So there is all your scores from 6A all the way down to 6-man. So what I am going to do right here, I am going to take a break. And when I come back, we're going to dive into the KCAC scoreboard. So don't you go nowhere. This train just now building up ahead of steam. All right here on the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast with your host and conductor, Anthony Smith. Hope you are enjoying the ride.
Mr. Max Market, formerly known as P&P Seed and Bait, is fully stocked for all your pet needs. We carry Victor, Bully Max, Diamond Value Pack, and many more brands. In addition, we carry collars, chains, and any pet supplies you may need, including grooming supplies and dog shots. Make sure to like us on social media.
Chip, crack, or completely broken, does your vehicle need the Glass Man?
Hey, Glass Man!
Whether it's from recent hailstorms, a rock from the road, vandalism, whatever has you looking through a chip or crack, call the Glass Man.
Hey, Glass Man.
The Glass Man will fix your vehicle's glass the right way with certified technicians that'll make sure your replacement glass is calibrated with all its original safety features.
Hey, Glass Man.
Bring your vehicle to the Glass Man just west of West Street on Central, or get it fixed by their mobile unit, 316-669-GLASS, or at heyglassman.com.
This portion of the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast is sponsored by The Glass Man. Chip, crack, or just plain broken. Bring your windshield down to The Glass Man at 4411 West Central.
Welcome back to the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast, your conductor of the number one podcast throughout the state of Kansas, once again without any data to back up that claim. I just throw it out there because whenever you, the listener, are listening to it, at the time you're listening to it, you make it number one. So, once again, I know this may sound like overkill. I simply just want to say thank you. So what I'm going to do right here is, I know I said I was going to talk some college and possibly the NFL. I'm going to dedicate this whole podcast. That's right. This whole podcast. In other words, when I'm done with this segment, or maybe the next segment, however long it takes for me to do this, it's going to be dedicated to high school. And it will thus mean high school football blitz for a reason. Because I gave you the scores. And the fact that I do have a sponsor, a local sponsor, sponsoring a local podcast, it is my due diligence to make sure that I get this podcast out on a weekly basis, because every time this podcast is aired, you're going to hear something about the Glass Man. Hey, Glass Man! That's right, located at 4411 West Central here in Wichita, Kansas, 67212. Whether it's chip, crack, or just plain broken, take your windshield needs to the Glass Man and go see my good friend out there, JR, or see Tyler at glassman.com. So, there. Once again, shout out to my sponsors. So, what I'm going to do now is, I gave you the scores. Now, I'm going to give you upcoming games so that way you will be ready for tomorrow night, Friday Night Lights. Can't wait. As a matter of fact, there's a game on Thursday night. We have Shawnee Mission South going against Olathe North. And then we get into the Friday games. And these are 6A matchups right here. As St. James will take on Blue Valley North. Capen against Wichita Heights. Wichita West against Wichita South. I say that would be a toss-up game. It depends on which of those teams decide to show up when I say that, because we know that they're not having the best of seasons, but a game of this magnitude brings out the best in both of them. So it looks to be an entertaining game between West and South. Then coming into Wichita, you have Pittsburgh coming in to take on Wichita North. Mays will travel to campus. Wichita Southeast will travel to Dodge City. And Emporia will travel to Junction City. Yeah, Manhattan coming in to take on Wichita Northwest. That should be a darn good game. I know Manhattan, I think, has had Wichita Northwest number, so I'm pretty sure Northwest wants to check this off the box and get the victory. My good friend out there, Steve Martin. Have to get him on here. Lawrence against Shawnee Mission West. You have Olathe Northwest traveling to Shawnee Mission North. Olathe North will travel to Lawrence to take on Free State. And they're trying to get that ugly taste out of their mouth because they got smacked around last week by their in-town rival, Lawrence. So they're looking to rebound. Then you have Shawnee Mission Northwest traveling to take on Olathe East. Blue Valley West be in town, but they're taking on their in-town rival, Blue Valley. And Olathe South will travel to Gardner-Edgerton. That concludes 6A. Now, 5A matchups. You have Washburn Rural taking on Topeka West. Shawnee Mission East going up against Mill Valley. Arc City traveling to Salina Central to take on the Mustangs. And I'm not talking about Mustang Sally either. You have Andover Central taking a short journey. Probably they will take, let me see what their course of travel will be. Oh, I take Andover Road up to 254 into 135 until they get to Valley Center. Just a guesstimate. Anyway, Andover Central will be traveling to take on Valley Center. Not that long of a trek. You have Ulysses traveling to Liberal. Aquinas will be traveling to Blue Valley Southwest. KC Piper to take on Topeka Seaman. Baser Linwood going up against DeSoto. Lewisburg and Spring Hill. Then you have Rockhurst, Missouri coming to play Kansas City Harmon. Salina South will be taking on Mays South. So we have a matchup of the South schools. And the battle for supremacy in the town of Goddard. The battle on 54. That's right. Goddard Eisenhower will take on Goddard. I believe Goddard is designated as the home team. Kansas City, Washington will be traveling to Highland Park. In-town Slugfest will be Kansas City East against Kansas City Sumner. Shawnee Heights will be taking on Leavenworth. Kansas City Turner will be traveling to Lansing. Wichita East has a date with Bishop Carroll. And that was a close game last year in Bishop Carroll's favor, so I'm sure Wichita East is looking to get that revenge. Derby travels up the road to take on Newton. Topeka will be traveling to Hayes, and Garden City will be traveling to Great Bend, and Hutchinson will be taking a trek from Kansas 96 to 254 to Andover Road to take on Andover. That concludes 5A. 4A is shaping up like this. Bueller will be traveling to McPherson. Mulvane going up against Circle. Augusta will be traveling to Winfield. Rose Hill takes on Wellington. Independence against El Dorado. Wamego against Abilene. Tonganoxie traveling to Ottawa. Kansas City Schlegel taking on Bonner Springs. Paola is going to Eudora while Fort Scott is traveling to Coffeyville. Blue Valley Northwest will take on Bishop Miege. Chanute traveling to Labette County. Kansas City Wyandotte will be traveling to take on Atchison. That concludes 4A. Now we take a look at 3A matchups. As Halstead takes on the team that knocked off the team with one of the nation's longest streaks, that would be Cheney. Clay Center will be traveling to Marysville, who got a good victory last week. Pratt will be traveling to Andale, and I'm pretty sure Andale is going to take out all that venom on Pratt. I don't think it's going to be a beautiful sight to see, and it's a home game for Andale. Smoky Valley will be taking on Nickerson. Heston will be traveling to Collegiate, while Clearwater will be traveling to Chapman. Goodland will be taking a trek to Hugoton, and Wichita Trinity will be traveling to Baxter Springs. Southwestern Heights will take on Holcomb. Scott City will welcome Colby in. Topeka Hayden will play host to Hiawatha, and Rock Creek will play host to Concordia. Frontenac will be traveling to Galena, while Santa Fe Trail will be taking the Santa Fe Trail to Iola. Girard will be taking on Burlington. Bishop Ward will be traveling to Osawatomie, who has been having a down season this year. Anderson County Garnet will be traveling to Pretty Prairie. Jefferson West will be taking on Houghton. Baldwin will be going up against Wellsville. Perry LeCompton will be taking on Royal Valley and closing out 3A Columbus, traveling to Parsons. Now we look at the 2A matchups, as Waubonsie will travel to Horton, Hillsborough going up against Lyons, Hoisington taking on Cimarron, Lakin going up against Larned, Chaparral will be going to Haven, Kingman will be taking on Garden Plain, Mower Hill will be going up against Rossville, Minneapolis will be taking on Raleigh County, Atchison County, Effingham will be taking on Silver Lake, Southeast of Saline will be going up against Ellsworth, Nemaha Central will be taking on Sabetha, Cherryville going up against Neota Shade, Thomas More Prep will be traveling to Beloit, Osage City will be traveling to Council Grove, Humboldt will be taking on West Franklin, while Norton Community will be traveling to Russell, Riverton will be taking on Caney Valley, and Eureka will be traveling to Fredonia, and that rounds out 2A. And now we take a look at 1A, as Hutch Trinity will take on Conway Springs. We have Inman going up against Medicine Lodge, Republic County going up against Sacred Heart, Remington against Belle Plain, Jackson Heights travels to Onaga, Jefferson County North against Mission Valley, Sedgwick against Marion, Oskaloosa against Valley Falls, Ellenwood takes on Sterling, Centralia going up against Pleasant Ridge, St. Mary's against McLeod, Opie takes on Central Heights, Riverside will welcome in Troy, Valley Heights will welcome Smith Center, Armour Northeast will welcome in Cherokee Southeast, Syracuse will go play against Ellis, Pleasanton will travel to Northern Heights, while Pitt Cogan will travel to Uniontown, Oakley will take on Stanton County, Erie will be going up against Jayhawk Glen, Douglas will be taking on Bluestem, while Phillipsburg will be taking on Plainville. Now we look at 8-man Division 1. Ness City goes up against La Crosse, while Stockton will travel to Quintner. Yates Center will travel to West Elk, and Sedan will take a journey to the beautiful Flint Hills. Little River will be going up against Gossel. Kyra Parabell Latin will be going up against Maranatha Academy. Clifton Cloud will be taking on Bennington. Madison will go up against Chase County. Linden going up against Burlingame. Rock Hills will welcome in Washington County. Pratt Skyline will play host to Trago Community. Kiowa County will play host to Maxville. Sublet will travel to Spearville. Meade will take on Elkhart. Independent going up against Udall. South Gray going up against Wichita County. Lincoln to travel to El Saline. Solomon would go up against Pretty Prairie. My good friend Matt Fowler will take his Oswego Indians into Cedarvale Dexter. Mountain Ridge will go up against Harrington. South Sumner will take on Burden Central, while Attica Green will welcome in Oxford. Hill City will welcome in Decatur Community, and Atwood Rollins County will play host to Hoxie. Now we look at 8-man Division 2. Canton Galvin will travel to Rural Vista. St. John's Tipton goes up against Wakefield. Central Christian will go up against Norwich. Osborne will travel to Fairfield. Lebo will go to Colony Crest. Donovan West will travel to Axtell, a perennial 8-man power in the state of Kansas there. Thunder Ridge will go up against Wallace County. Otis Bison will take on Victoria. Buckland will go up against Setanta. Kinsley will travel to Stafford. Sylvan Lucas will go up against Logan Palco. Wheatland Grinnell will travel to St. Francis. Lynn will go up against Blue Valley Randolph, while Marias Des Singers Valley will travel to Hartford. Frankfort will travel to Hanover, while St. Paul will go up against Marmarton Valley. South Central will go up against St. John Hudson. Hodgman County will travel to South Barber, while Lakeside will take the journey to Pike Valley. And Dighton, another perennial power, I do believe in 8-man, at least I've heard their names mentioned quite a bit, will go up against Mineola. Now we close out with 6-man, as Western Plains will go up against Northern Valley. Southern Cloud will take on Cunningham. Altoona Midway will go up against Burton with 2 R's. Golden Plains will take on Bird City Chelan. Ingalls will travel to Deerfield, while Waverly will travel to South Coffee County. Rolla will take on Moscow, and it's not Russia. Century will take on Peabody Burns. Weskin will go up against Pawnee Heights. Tri-Plains Brewster will go up against Tribune. Chautauqua will go up against Ashland. And I believe that For some reason, I have a final score of Tescott against Chase on 10-20. That can't be right because today's date is, let me see here. Today's date is the 19th, unless it's already established that Chase didn't have enough to fill the team and that game was supposed to be played on tomorrow. Or, wait a minute, let me take another look here. No, today's date is the 19th. Maybe they've already established the fact that they won't have enough to fill the team. So I guess Tescott is already being awarded the 1-0 victory by way of forfeiture. I will hopefully get some more clarity on that. But those are all your games that are on slate for Thursday and for Friday. So I hope you will get out and enjoy a game in your area and a game of your choosing, as this will wrap up the A-Train Sports Talk podcast show, aptly known as the High School Football Blitz. We brought you the scores from last Thursday and Friday night, if there were Thursday games. I believe they're all Friday. And we're getting you set up for the games this week. I look forward to having a guest on next week in the Coach's Corner. Once again, hope you have enjoyed this ride along the A-Train, the number one sports podcast throughout the state of Kansas without any data to back it up. Like I say, it is you, the listener, that make it what it is. And I can't say I thank you enough. I also want to send a shout out to a friend of mine who also supports this podcast by the name of James Davis McAllister and Royal Promotion. He books bands, but he also talks sports. And me and him will be collaborating here in the future on not just regional, but also national sports talk as well, too. But until the next time, enjoy the rest of your week. And like I said, get out and enjoy a game of your choice and support these young men that entertain you, the fans. This train is coming into the station. I'm out.